the Lord has made. Let all the earth rejoice. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Sing to the mountains, sing to the sea. Your voices lift your hearts. This is the day the Lord has made. Let all the earth rejoice.
Welcome to all you who are visiting with us this morning. Welcome to all you who are not visiting. We come here all the time. And we especially have somebody very special today. Miss Aislinn is going to be baptized during Mass. Is she ever cute? I think she knows it too. At least with the smile that is there. So anyway, so we welcome all of you. We're here because the love that God is ready to come into us more deeply. We'll talk about that a little bit more later, too. So, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Your ascent to the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Glory to God in the highest, and earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray for a moment in silence by ourselves. Remember why we're here. The love of God within us already. Our great love that God is makes it want to grow and grow and grow. Amen. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. Your Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. You may be seated now for the readings.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I too will take from the crest of the cedar, from its topmost branches, tear off a tender shoot, and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights of Israel, I will plant it. It shall put forth branches and bear fruit. and become a majestic cedar. Birds of every kind shall dwell beneath it, every winged thing in the shade of its boughs. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, bring low the high tree, lift high the lowly tree, wither up the green tree, and make the withered tree bloom. As I, the Lord, have spoken, so will I do. The word of the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, Most High, to proclaim your kindness at dawn and your faithfulness throughout the night. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. The just one shall flourish like the palm tree, like a cedar of Lebanon shall he grow. They that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. They shall bear fruit even in old age, vigorous and sturdy shall they be, declaring how just is the Lord, my rock, in whom there is no wrong. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, we are always courageous, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yet we are courageous, and we would rather leave the body and go home to the Lord. Therefore, we aspire to please him, whether we are at home or away. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense according to what he or she did in the body, whether good or evil. The word of the Lord.
The seed is the word of God. Christ is the sower. All who come to him will live forever. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land, would sleep and rise night and day. Through all it all the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of his own accord, the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. When the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle once more, for the harvest is come. He said, to what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it's sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade. With many parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to understand it. Without parables he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. If I would ask myself this question, who am I? I'd have to get some different answers. One answer would be, and this is the best one, I am the love that God is that makes me exist. Right now, in each one of us, is that love that God is. So in a way, we are God. Now obviously, not to the degree that God is, but that's in each one of this, each one of us, in everybody across the world. And then there's an also me. And that is a me who has certain strong energies within. We talked about this before. There's the energy of pride, anger, lust, greed, gluttony, envy, and sloth. That's me too. Now that's not quite the same as God being in me. That's part of being a human being. And we're all supposed to have that. And you start to see why we're not so wonderful and holy and good. That's also who we are. Since they are so strong, we often don't handle them right. We'll just take a look at pride, first of all. I'm not going to do them all today, don't worry. We never get out of here. Pride. You see, fundamentally that's good. What it's saying is, I am a human being. I am valuable. I also have this love of God that's in me. That's who we are. We don't always act well. Sometimes we sin. For example, my feeling in recognizing that I'm valuable and important. See, what I also can do with that, and this happens rather easily. You know, I'm better looking than so-and-so. I'm much more important than they are. Their skin's a different color than mine, and, you know, mine is a really one, you know. You see how I'm misusing this all the time? Hmm. I got a lot of money. It's been a tough week. I only made $3 billion. Oh, those people. They're poor. And they're just poor because they don't want to work. I'm justifying myself all the time. Instead of saying, you're in love with money, we say, no, I'm just much more important than those people. See the pride? That self-realization of our value, we distort. And then we sin. So when I treat you like that, I am sinning. You're just a plain, ordinary person. And I am Father Clay, the priest. That's sin. Is this making any sense to you? After we get through all 7 of them, it probably will. Not all the day, please. Not all the day. You see why it's so easy for us? On the other hand, we could say, which would be wrong too, I am poor, so I am not as important as those rich people. That's wrong too, just reversed. We could do something like this also. I work hard. Those guys up there, they're just sitting in their seat all the time. They don't do much today. They got everybody do everything for them. See how easy it is to distort? And God knows that. But what do? We invite the love that God is. It's already in us and around us through everything, through the whole universe, making the whole universe exist. God is waiting for us to let that love that God is to help us be good, to help us be sorry when we mess up. Always there. Always there to forgive us. We sin, well, at least once a day. I kind of find out the thought times more than once a day. Sometimes big ones or sometimes little ones. But all of that, God is there for our forgiveness, always. And that's why we pray. We don't pray to get stuff. That's Santa Claus. You don't pray to get stuff. It's so much more important than that. We pray this way. At least this is what works for me. We really like the money changer in the temple. He went to the temple. He just stayed way back, wouldn't look up. And he just said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And then God can say back to us, that's why I'm here. I'm here when you sin. I'm here when you're virtuous. I just want you to grow in the love that I am. You'll never be God, but you will be an image of God. That's why we're here today, at communion time. We don't receive because we're so holy and good. Not at all. Because we do sin. And at communion time, we open our minds and our hearts for the love that God is to forgive us and help us grow better. We need to be inviting that love come into us. See, because God is love, God doesn't push us and force us. Love just invites. Come, I want to help you. I want to be with you. You're one of my children. I wish I could be with you all the time, and I would be if you just let me. If you just let me. We are something, aren't we? It's not quite so obvious. Who's more important, you or me? Stupid question. We're both the same. Well, say I was the Pope. Pope John Clay the 49th, 50th or 60th or 100th, I can't figure it out. Who's more important, Pope John Clay the 49th or you? Stupid question. We're the same. And you see, what God wants is that we all be brought into the love that God is. We're sisters and brothers. Yes, we are. Sisters and brothers in God. And there's no closer relationship than that. Okay, take that home, ponder it, think about it. At some point, it'll sink in. And as it starts to sink in, we look and see a person, no matter what they look like, what their nationality is, what their color is, or whatever, and what people see is the image of God. There is no one's more important than the other. We're all God's kids. Kids are different. We got three or four kids, they're all different. Even though they're different, they're still our kids. Amen. All right, now we have the fun part. We want Aislinn to come up over on this side, and the parents can be right beside me here. The godparents can be right behind them. And then the godparents can bring over to me. I get the water. Parents get the basin. And the godparents get the, there we go. You sure are cute. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could look in each other's eyes and that's what we'd see? Can happen. Only by the grace of God, but it can happen. What would our world be like? We get a name for it. That's heaven. Heaven's not a place we go because we've been good. Heaven is the place, not the place, but the state of total love that God draws us to till it reaches perfection. Okay. Mom and Dad, you've asked to have your child baptized. In doing so, you accept the responsibility of training her in the practice of the faith. It will be your duty to bring her up to keep God's commandments, as Christ taught us, by loving God and our neighbor. Mom and Dad, do you understand what you're undertaking? Remember that. And you're to help them. Okay. Including babysitting. But much more, there's more people to help her grow in love. Okay. Okay. Oh, that's fine. I'm just going to touch it just a little bit, okay? Just a little touch. Yeah. There we go, honey. Okay. We anoint you the oil of salvation in the name of Christ our Savior. We strengthen you with his power, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Please stand all and we'll have the baptismal vows. Please answer, I do, to all of these. To reject sin so as to live in the freedom of God's children. To reject the glamour of evil, refuse to be mastered by sin. Do you reject and run away from sin and harm to people? I do. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, was buried, rose from the dead, now seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? This is our faith, this is the faith of God's people, we have professed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Mom and Dad, it's your will now that Aislinn be baptized in the faith which you have just professed. You agree? Okay. Now I need the water and put the beads. Let's see, I think if you can turn her head maybe that way and turn it up toward me and her sideways. No, so I can get it on the front.
Okay.
Just a minute, I just pour some water on you. Aileen, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Can wipe her. Good. Good girl, you did a good job. Yeah. You're not only cute, you're pretty smart. All right. God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has freed you from sin, given you a birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and welcome his holy people. In honor of the Christmas of salvation, Christ, the my priest, prophet, and king, and always a member of his body, sharing everlasting life. It'll be right up on top, okay? There we go. Okay. All right. Oh, you want me to bless your candle? Just hold it right there. Loving God, and bless your candle. Keep it close to you always. Remind you that Jesus is always with you and loves you. Okay. All right. I think she's all. I think. All right, now, how many of you think that Aislinn is cute? How many of you think that you're cute? You're not clapping. It sounds silly, but it really is not. We're clapping for her because the love that is God makes her exist. The same thing is there for each one of us. It's just, it gets awful hard to see. But it's the truth. Can you imagine if everybody, when they looked at each, we all looked at each other, we would see the face of God. And finally, our world would be at peace. Know who you are. Know who you are. Underneath all the funny stuff that we have, you are the image, and me, the image of God. Now we'll sing a blessing over you. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.